This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I'm your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being, and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 32 years of practice in pharmacy, I've seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like acne, psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure? Because the human biological system is a healing system, it's a regenerating system, it is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, and while some folks may call that a miracle, it really is just the way the body works. If you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, if you want to wean yourself off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, we're here for you on The Bright Side. 844-236-6010 is our number, 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase Youngevity products, call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470. And if you want to sign up to join the Bright Side Ben team, click on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. And don't forget to check out our Truth Skin Health products at truthtreatments.com. Everything your skin needs and nothing it doesn't. We took out all the water and silicone and oil and preservatives and waxes and thickeners and stuff that your skin doesn't need. So you don't have to pay for any of that stuff. It's all active and functional ingredients, 100% active and functional ingredients in our Truth Skin Health products. It's a new way of taking care of your skin. You can check out all our products, our topical products as well as our nutritional products at truthtreatments.com. Okay, welcome back to The Bright Side. We've been talking about minerals, I guess, electronics, minerals. The body is a colloidal structure. The body is a colloidal structure that has electrical energy by virtue of its colloidal structure. Colloids are basically particles that are things, molecules, stuff that hangs in fluid, and when these things hang in fluid, instead of dissolving in the fluid, they just hang in the fluid, electromagnetic charges are developed. These entities that are made up, or these things that are made up of these particles that are dispersed in fluids, are called colloidal suspensions. You've heard that term, probably, if you've been involved with Dr. Wallach's products and involved with Youngevity, you've heard of colloids. Dr. Wallach talked about those many, many years ago. He probably got the idea of colloids from the soils. The soil is a colloidal substance. Doc was born on a farm and raised as a farm boy, and he knew about the power of colloidal minerals, minerals that are dispersed in the soils. Well, colloids are just a very fundamental biological phenomena. Lots of living stuff. They're just not just living. Colloidal substances are everywhere. The sky is a colloidal substance. Mayonnaise is a colloidal substance. And one of the characteristics of these colloidal substances is that they're crystalline in nature. The interaction between the colloids and the water creates a crystalline system, a liquid crystal. Just like your TV has a liquid crystal display. Liquid crystals exist in the body at every level. From the tiniest little organelle inside a cell, the mitochondria or the Golgi apparatus, these really bizarre little entities, critters, machines, really. I guess that's the best way to think of them. They're like little intercellular machines. They're crystals. The cell's a crystal. The body's a crystal. The organs, the tissues are crystals. It's crystals within crystals and within crystals. Of course, the most fundamental building block in the body, the cell, is a crystalline substance. You look at a cell, If you look at most people, you think of a cell as a circle. That's what they always draw it as, a circle with stuff inside it. Uh-uh. No. That doesn't even begin to describe what's going on with a cell. Sometimes you'll see a cell as a blob. If you look at a cell, it looks like a blob. But if you zoom into the interior of the cell, the structural interior, you're going to see crystals. You're going to see one crystalline substance. And that, this is the coolest part right now. I'm going to tell you, that crystalline substance is constantly changing. It's phase shifting. The shifting of the crystalline nature of a cell is the most unbelievable phenomena because it's happening endlessly and intelligently. How does it know how to shift? How does it know how to change its structure? Instantaneously, when you run an electrical current through a crystalline substance, that crystalline substance changes instantaneously. Every single part of the crystalline substance, every single part of the cell changes instantaneously, like it phase shifts as an electrical current is run through it. And that electrical current is activated or is generated by the action of hormones, by the action of nutrients, by the action of the environment. The environment around the cell changes the electronics, and the electronics change the interior of the cell. It phase shifts. This is the most amazing system, and this is happening over the course of 100 trillion cells. 100 trillion cells doing this in some kind of organized fashion. It's the most mind-boggling, incomprehensible process that we have. It's happening on its own. We don't even think about it. This thing is happening on its own. Our body is doing all of this on its own. All of these cells are doing it on its own. That's the divine intelligence. All we got to do is provide the raw material. That's all we have to do. And move. And rest. The fourfold square of health. Nutriate, oxygenate, move, and rest. That's all we got to do. The fourfold square of health. Every one of the cells, the 100 trillion cells, is intelligent. It knows how to phase shift. It knows exactly where to go. It knows exactly what to do. We don't have to think about it. That's the divine intelligence. And anybody who doesn't believe in the divine intelligence, they got to come up with a way of justifying or explaining that phenomena. So anyway, the interior of the cell is packed with colloidal substances in the form of proteins and various substructures, and all of these substructures, they call them organelles, they're little mini organs, little mini entities, machines. They're all held in place. There's hundreds of thousands of these things, by the way, in this tiny little blob that's maybe 1/200th the size of a head of a pin. This tiny little blob has got hundreds of thousands of working parts that are constantly phase shifting. And the specific architecture, that's the phase. It has a specific way as compartments. It literally has compartments, and those compartments change as electrical charges are running through the cell, and electrical charges are constantly running through the cell. So the architecture of these substructural parts is constantly changing. It's constantly phase shifting. There's an infinite amount of phase shifts. It can phase shift in all kinds of different ways. And the main determinant of the phase shifting, of which phase the cell is going to be in, is the environment of the cell. It's what the cell is swimming in. This is how a cell determines which phase it's going to be in, by what its environment is like. And the key element of the environment are the hormones, and also to a certain extent enzymes. They change the electronics of the cell. The mighty 90 essential nutrients, they help the hormones work. They support the right hormone activity, and they support the right enzyme activity. And this is the problem with drugs. Drugs do not support correct phase shifting. Drugs override the cell's phase shifting. They override the cell. They override the cell's responsiveness. The cell's trying to be responsive to the environment, and then the medical model comes in and says, we know better. And we're going to give you a drug, and we're going to compel the cell to be in a certain phase, whether the cell likes it or not. And there's a price to be paid for that. That's basically what a drug does. And that's also what a poison does. It's the same thing. See, the cell's phase shifting is designed through 3.5 billion years, B-I-L-L-I-O-N, billion years, an incomprehensible amount of time. The cell's phase shifting is designed to be responsive to a certain menu, to just the right things. Drugs are, the cell doesn't have any idea what to do with drugs, so it considers them poisons. Anything that overrides the cell's ability to respond to its environment is technically a poison. anything that overrides the cell's ability to respond to the environment it's swimming in is a poison. Drugs are poisons, literally. I am Pharmacist Ben, 844-236-6010 is our number. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back after this.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Get the stinky dog away from me.
Bad breath and bad gas.
PD stopped eating. All his hair fell out.
Itching, licking, missing fur.
At least $5,000 in vet bill.
Creams, antibiotics, sprays.
No results.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
The shedding has stopped and the itching has stopped.
Her coat is not soft. It's silky. It's healthy and shiny and glossy.
She's got life. She's got energy.
Tons of energy. No more bad smell.
Dynavite's the bomb.
Dynavite is the best thing that's ever happened to my dogs, you know, besides me, of course.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Craig Sammet, Chief Clinical Officer from Anthem. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why the Anthem Foundation supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on The Bright Side. Pharmacist Ben here, 844-236-6010. Is our number. Got lines open for you. We'll get your calls in our next segment, 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase longevity products, call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470, or head to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can purchase longevity products off the websites. You can also sign up to join the Brightside Van team off the websites by clicking on the Join the Team link. And you can call 866-735-2470 if you prefer talking to a real live human being. 866-735-2470. All right, so we're talking about the exquisitely, tightly regulated, highly organized crystalline nature of a cell that is phase shifting based on hormones and the environment, basically phase shifting based on its environment, constantly and endlessly phase shifting. Drugs override this phase shifting ability, so do poisons. Drugs, i.e., poisons, drugs equal poisons. Vaccines, by the way, are a classic example of drug poisons. We expose ourselves voluntarily to these. We expose ourselves to poisons all the time, voluntarily and involuntarily, through our water, through our air, through our food, through our drugs, vaccines, as I say. We give our kids vaccines. There's a whole I don't like getting into the controversy of vaccines because everybody has their own opinion, but just know that your body, you're not supposed to be injecting things in through your blood. It's arrogant, it is misguided, it is a sign of not respecting, or it's a lack of respect for the human body and its ability to do things. Vaccines work by intentionally poisoning the body so that a specific anti-poison response will occur, will be learnt. Vaccines teach the body, or teach the immune system, to react to things. So you get, for example, a disease called diphtheria. Right, you get a diphtheria bad guy, or a diphtheria, they call it an antigen, and you inject it into the baby's body, into the baby's blood, and hopefully what you're looking for is you want to get an immune response, and then when the real diphtheria comes along, the body will theoretically have its immune response already learned. It'll be able to take care of the diphtheria. Diphtheria is a bacteria that can cause breathing problems, heart failure, paralysis, death, horrible, horrible things. But the immune system can attack it. The immune system learns to attack it. Vaccines work by teaching the immune system to learn to do things. But unfortunately, when they give you the diphtheria vaccine, or the tetanus vaccine, or the polio vaccine, or the hepatitis vaccine, it's not just the diphtheria they're giving you. It's not just the bacteria they're giving you. See, vaccines are not really strong enough to trigger the immune system. The immune system is not stupid. So when you get a vaccine, you get an attenuated version or a weakened version of the bacteria or the so-called antigen, and you don't really get an intense immune response. You don't get the immune system isn't going to learn just from a vaccine. The body's not that dumb. It's not going to activate immunity unless it really has to. That's why vaccines are temporary. That's why you need a booster shot. And that's why all vaccines contain extra poison. See, if they just gave you the diphtheria, that would be one thing. But all that's not enough. So they have to put extra poison in the vaccine. They call these extra poisons an adjuvant. And all vaccines have adjuvants. Doctors will tell you, the adjuvant's a helper. No, it's not. It's an extra poison. It's not a helper. It helps the vaccine work. Well, yeah, it helps the vaccine work because it freaks the body out. It's an extra poison. It's an extra potent pathogen. It's not a pathogen. It's like stuff like toxic fats or squalane or aluminum. Aluminum's a classic adjuvant. Squalane's also a classic adjuvant. Sometimes they'll put little particles of DNA and RNA. They'll just make a cocktail of poison to really make the immune system freak out because the vaccine's not strong enough. There are researchers who believe that these adjuvants are responsible for autoimmunity. And the mechanism makes perfect sense. You're putting a poison in there. You're destroying things inside the body. You could easily activate autoimmunity. It makes perfect sense that adjuvants and vaccines are responsible for this epidemic of autoimmunity that we're facing. I always blame food, but vaccines can definitely play a role in there. There's something called ASIA, A-S-I-A, Autoimmune Syndrome Induced Antigen. And you can start hearing more and more about this. A-S-I-A. Autoimmunity is when the body's immune system goes haywire and starts attacking things, but it could easily be associated with an adjuvant reaction. You don't want to mess around with the body's chemistry. You don't want to mess around with the body's immunity. And there's, you know, like I say, I don't want to get into the whole controversy about vaccines, but it cannot be a good thing that kids are getting dozens of different vaccines before they're 5 years old, right when their immune system is being developed, right when their body is being developed. It cannot be a good thing. And they got vaccines for all kinds of things now. So I'm not going to wade into the whole controversy of vaccines except to say it's not a good idea to inject things in through your blood, into your bloodstream, bypassing your body's detox systems, especially the liver, without being very, very cautious about it. One of the more novel adjuvants, helpers, that they're working on involves clay, which is what we've been talking about here for a long time. Clay has an electromagnetic property. It has an ability to allow things to self-organize. So they put a fatty substance on top of a little tiny clay particle, and the fatty substance organizes into something that triggers the immune system, that acts like an adjuvant to sensitize the immune system. Clay has a unique ability to cause things to self-organize. That's because clays have lots of little nanoscopic nooks and crannies that can attract various substances, minerals as well as non-minerals. Clay is basically a soft rock, a very soft rock. And the reason it's soft is because it has lots of tiny little nooks and crannies, microscopic nooks and crannies that water particles, water molecules can sit in, that minerals can sit in. Basically, it's a super active substance. And the super active substance can attract minerals, but can also attract proteins, amino acids, DNA, genetic material. And what's even more fascinating about these clays is they can act like an enzyme. One of the main characteristic of an enzyme is that it catalyzes reactions. It makes reactions happen that wouldn't ordinarily happen. That's called catalyzing. When something acts like a catalyst, it speeds things up. So in the body, enzymes act as catalysts. Chemical reactions that would ordinarily take thousands of years to occur happen really fast in the presence of enzymes. Well, guess what? Clay acts like an enzyme. The way an enzyme works is it has a bunch of little spaces for things to sit in, and by allowing substance A to be next to substance B, because both of them can sit in an enzyme, it kind of catalyzes the reaction. Clays do the same thing. It allows substance A to sit next to substance B so that they can react with each other in a way that's much faster than if the clay wasn't there. And this property of self-organization is where the so-called clay hypothesis comes from. The idea that clays, the beginnings of life occurred in clay. Clays are just super, super, super fascinating substances. I have a lot to say about clays. Soil depends on clays. Agriculture depends on clays. Life depends on clays. Life began with clays. And you can take clays in as nutritional supplements as well. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll be back after this.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I helped thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, DanPilla.com. That's DanPilla.com. DanPilla.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Boeing is now claiming a safety feature that might have helped the pilots of the two jets that crashed in Ethiopia and Indonesia shortly after takeoff will now be offered as standard equipment on the Boeing 737 MAX 8 jets. The equipment was missing in at least one of the jets because aircraft owners opted not to pay any extra money for the safety feature. President Trump has declared that Washington will recognize Israel's sovereignty over the disputed Golan Heights. Some think he's doing it to boost Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu a month before he faces an election. Mr. Trump speaks with Fox Business Network's Maria Bartiromo.
I've been thinking about doing it for a long time. It's been a very hard decision for every president. No president has done it.
It's not about Netanyahu's re-election.
No, I wouldn't even know about that.
This is USA Radio News.
Get the hottest flooring styles at incredible prices at Lumber Liquidators' Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale. All waterproof floors are on sale up to 50% off. Get a dollar off per square foot on select Bellawood hardwood floors. And take 20% off new AquaSeal water-resistant laminate. Plus, ask how you can get professional installation and special financing. Get to Lumber Liquidators' Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a store near you.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, we're back on the bright side. I'm Farm Spen. 844-236-6010 is our number. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central Time, and 24-7 on the archive page at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. You can purchase your longevity products at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. 844-236-6010 is our number if you have questions about anything we're speaking about here today, clays and colloids or cells or a health challenge you or a loved one may be dealing with. If you have a comment or success story you'd like to share, 844-236-6010 is our number. Hang on, we'll get your calls here in just a sec. Got a couple stories I want to read. This one's from Nature Human Behavior, the journal Nature Human Behavior. Researchers find breathing in before doing a task make you better at doing it. A team of research at the Weizmann Institute of Science in Israel has found that people sometimes do better on tasks if they inhale first. In their paper, published in the journal Nature Human Behavior, the group describes experiments they carried out with volunteers and what they found. It turns out that when you're breathing out, you're better at doing certain activities. In these experiments, volunteers looked at shapes on the computer screen, determined if the shape could really exist in the real world, and each participant was monitored by a device that could detect nasal air passages, and it found out that those who exhaled instead of inhaling did worse in terms of this particular exercise than people who inhaled first. Inhaling activates the sympathetic nervous system. Exhaling activates the parasympathetic nervous system, and this cycle of inhale and exhale is equivalent neurologically to a cycle of stress and rest. And this is a very interesting point, because many of us are holding our breath when we should be breathing out. Holding your breath activates the stress nervous system. Breathing out activates the relaxation nervous system. If you want to do a task, you breathe in. If you want to relax, you breathe out. In fact, if you just think about relaxing the body as you breathe out, you'll find that your muscles tend to relax even more significantly. If you're trying to have a bowel movement and you hold your breath, it's not going to work, because the parasympathetic nervous system is how you evacuate your bowels. So you want to focus and understand the difference between breathing out and breathing in relative to the sympathetic and parasympathetic nervous system. When you're having your blood pressure checked, breathe out longer than you breathe in. In fact, if you breathe out longer than you breathe in, you'll find yourself more relaxed. You always want to breathe out a little bit longer than you breathe in. If you're doing your breathing exercises, try to breathe in maybe 3 or 4 seconds and breathe out 5 or 6 seconds. Try to breathe out a couple of seconds extra. In fact, when you're breathing out, try to empty your lungs as much as possible. The work occurs in the breathing out. The breathing in is like a vacuum. If you breathe out correctly, you'll automatically breathe in. You don't want to work when you're breathing in. That's a vacuum effect. That happens on its own. The work happens as you're breathing out. And you can find yourself relaxing just by doing that, just by breathing out a little bit more than you're breathing in, focusing, paying attention to emptying out your lungs as much as possible on the exhale. Great way to lower blood pressure. The ultimate way to lower blood pressure. Speaking of blood pressure, this is an article from the 2019 scientific session of the ACC, which is, I don't even know what it is, but I guess this is from Medscape Cardiology. Intensive blood pressure meds in elderly may safely slow hypertensive brain damage. Intensive drug therapy to lower blood pressure compared with treatment with a more liberal blood pressure target seemed to slow the progression of brain lesions on MRIs and patients who are 75 years and older. Well, that may be all well and good, but the last thing you want to give a 75-year-old or older patient is prescription drugs. Unless there's something deadly going on, I don't even know what I could think. Certainly not a blood pressure meds. And make no mistake about it, folks. Blood pressure meds are horrible drugs. I know they give them out like M&Ms and like candy, but I'm telling you, like, from a pharmacist perspective, from a pharmacy perspective, beta blockers and calcium channel blockers are among the worst drugs a human being can take. And I'm not saying the worst, because there's a lot worse, but they're among them. They are not benign. They slow the heart down artificially in a poison fashion, and if you're on one, you know good and well that you're probably a lot more tired than you would be when you weren't taking it. Who's to say that lowering your blood pressure with a that high blood pressure is not better than lowering your blood pressure with a drug? It might be better for your body to have a high blood pressure than it is to lower the blood pressure with a poison. In my estimation, using the pharmacomedical model as for antihypertension to lower blood pressure is one of the most foolish of all medical practices. Especially considering that there's multiple ways to lower your blood pressure naturally. Just a few of them. Magnesium, niacin, vitamin E, coenzyme Q10, slow deep breathing, reduce your sugar intake, exercise. That's a short list of ways to lower your blood pressure without prescription drugs. A hot shower will lower your blood pressure without prescription drugs. When was the last time a doctor wrote a prescription for hot showers? Warm showers, I should say. All right, 844-236-6010 is our number. Time to hit the phones. Let's say good morning to Elaine in AK. What's going on, Elaine? How you doing? Long time no talk to.
Hey, good. Very good. Thank you. And I love the talk on all the crystals.
You like that crystal stuff?
Yeah, and I'm curious if you've ever had the chance to take two crystals together, rub them in a certain way, and get them to stick to each other.
I, I never have, but I could see how that would happen. They're electrostatic.
It's a really cool party trick, and I don't know how you pronounce it, but I pronounce it piezoelectric effect.
Piezoelectricity. Well, how now? What kind of crystals do you use? You can't just take like a stone crystal.
It's like a silica, like a quartz crystal.
Like a big one? Like one of those big gem things?
That, one that you see in stores. And then I have some little crystal earrings, and I use it to demonstrate to my patients kind of what I'm feeling when I'm working. You can sort of almost feel this. It almost gets kind of tacky or sticky, and there's a certain point, and then they stick to each other. It's really cool. Yeah.
It's kind of like you ever do the balloon thing on your hair? Rub your hair and then take the balloon and stick it to the
wall? But it's different. It's different. It has a totally different feel. So
okay, gotcha. Do you ever use crystals in your practice, in your bodywork practice?
Well, not like directly, but if I'm working with the body, aren't we kind of working with crystals?
Absolutely. Your hands, your fingertips are crystalline.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah, hey, I've got a question for a friend. She's got some eye... The vitreous, she's starting to see vitreous humor. Yeah, so maybe if you can.
What's going on with the vitreous humor?
Well, she's
breaking down?
It's breaking down, pulling away, and she's starting to see like the little images, like little floaters.
How old is she?
She's in her mid-50s, I'd have to say.
Is she seeing the floaters?
She's seeing, blurry.
Yeah. So that's a sign of connective tissue breakdown. That's the connective tissue. The vitreous is hyaluronic acid. You know, I'm sure you've heard of that. Vitrea means glass. And the vitreous humor, they call it, humor means liquid. It's a glassy liquid. It's a clear gel, basically. And it's this jelly substance is held in place, maintained. The gel is maintained by hyaluronic acid and crystalline. It's a crystalline structured water. And the hyaluronic acid is responsible for holding the water in place. Hyaluronic acid is a very common. We talk about it all the time. Hang on, Elaine. We got to take a break. I'll finish up and come back. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. Got lines open. 844-236-6010. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back after this.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the importance of proper digestion.
Make sure you take a look at the ultimate enzyme product. They're made with bile salts and fat digestion enzymes and protein digestive enzymes. And not only do the ultimate enzymes give you obvious benefits for digestion, but they can also help keep your blood flowing through your circulatory system. As most of you probably know by now, thick, sludgy, clotting blood is a serious risk factor for heart disease and stroke. Clearly, inappropriate and excessive blood clotting is a major health issue, and thick, sludgy blood is not just about heart health either. Sludgy blood can compromise oxygenation and nutrient delivery to all your cells and tissues and organs and ultimately lead to almost any health issue you can name.
Concerned about proper digestion and heart health, order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we're back on the Bright Side talking to Elaine in Alaska. You there, Elaine?
Hi, yeah.
Elaine. Okay, yeah, so the vitreous humor is basically liquid connective tissue. As such, it's made up of collagen and hyaluronic acid and water and jelly. And that gel is actually electromagnetic. It's colloidal. It's crystal. And the electromagnetics is maintained by things like potassium and phosphorus and zinc and magnesium, calcium, various electrolytes and minerals. May help maintain that charge. As we get older, as I was saying, the connective tissue and the colloidal crystalline nature of the body starts to break down. So, you know, the eyes are subject to a lot of energy from the sun. It makes perfect sense that the eyes would be one of the first places this happens. Now, the vitreous humor is also feeding the lens. So when the vitreous humor starts to break down, cataracts are more likely to occur. Glaucoma is more likely to occur. Blindness and night vision problems and floaters are more likely to occur. So build the connective tissue. Now, you wouldn't think that the vitreous humor would be subject to being built up by collagen, bone broth, hyaluronic acid supplements, collagen peptides, and gelatin, anything you could do to help build connective tissue. Now, the good news is that when she starts using these supplements to build her connective tissue in her eyeball, in her vitreous humor, she's going to be building connective tissue in her joints, she's going to be building it inside her body, she's going to be building it in her heart and her blood, her vasculature, and she's going to be building it in her skin, so she'll be much less prone towards wrinkles and thinning skin. So does that help, Elaine? Vitreous humor, connective tissue, collagen recovery complex from
lutein.
Lutein's great. It's not necessarily specifically for the vitreous humor, but it's very important. Zeaxanthin, all the carotenes and bioflavonoids for that matter. Yeah, they're all important, but they're not specific for the connective tissue, for the vitreous humor, but they're definitely important. Get her on the Vision FX. The Ocutive from Youngevity, and those are more specific for the eyes, but the vitreous humor is connective tissue, so it's like arthritis of the eye. What you're describing is arthritis of the eye, so you want to use arthritis-type supplements. Glucosamine, too, by the way. I forgot about that one.
Okay.
All right, Elaine?
Thank you, but I need to get you up here and do a talk.
I would love that. I was in Alaska one time, and it was incredibly, incredibly beautiful. Is this a good time of year? When's the best time of year? Summer, probably, right?
May or June or September.
Those does it get really hot? I was there in September a couple years ago. It was super beautiful.
Yeah.
Does it get really hot in summer or humid?
You know, in that, some days it gets, wow, hot. I have to get a
yeah.
fan. But
it's like 80, 90 degrees ever?
Rarely, very rare. But it's different. It's just the sun is really intense here. So it's like 72, but wow, you're just dying. But
all right. Well, lucky you. You're living in God's country.
Hey,
all right, I'm going to go, Elaine. Thank you so much. Have a beautiful day. All right. Good morning to Barry. What's up, Barry? You're just full of questions, aren't you, buddy?
Yes. Good morning. Yes. I want to ask you about the salt. The salt really causes, I mean, when a person has high blood pressure, she wants to stay away from salt.
Well, salt's kind of a weird thing because when doctors talk about salt, they're talking about sodium chloride. So technically speaking, that's table salt. So when you say salt to a chemist or a nutritionist who understands minerals, that's not quite the same thing as when you say salt to a doctor or when a doctor tells you salt. So you're referring to sodium chloride. Sodium chloride, it's thought, helps expand blood volume. This expansion of blood volume, you know what I mean when I say that? The blood becomes the water content of the blood becomes increased, so the volume presses against the walls of the vessel. It increases the amount of force that's required to push the blood through. It's got more volume to it. And this increase in volume is thought to be a problem relating to pressure, causing high blood pressure. You have more does that make sense? It increases blood volume, so it increases the pressure against the vascular walls. That's why salt is thought to be a problem, because it sucks up water. Are you with me?
Yes.
The problem is, what doctors don't realize is this salt content's regulated. You can't, the amount of salt you eat is not the control point for the amount of salt that's in your blood. The control point is your adrenal glands and your kidneys. So they're confusing adrenal problems and kidney problems for salt problems. They think it's too much salt. No, it's not too much salt. It's adrenal and kidney issues that are throwing off salt balance. That's the real problem with blood pressure. Blood pressure is regulated largely by the kidneys and by the adrenal glands. And the way they control it is with hormones and salt, electrolytes. Not just sodium chloride, but also potassium and magnesium and calcium, all the electrolytes. Not to mention the fact that your body needs salt. Salt is an anti-stress, table salt, sodium and chloride, I should say, send anti-stress signals. So when the body's under duress, you're going to crave more salt. The more stress you're under, the more sodium and chloride you're going to crave. So the problem is not the salt, it's the stress and the adrenal duress and the kidneys. And how do you handle all that? Well, number one, you calm down and relax. That lowers blood pressure, and that also takes the load off the adrenal glands. And number two, you work on your kidneys by keeping your blood sugar stable, because the mortal enemy, the number one public enemy number one for the kidneys is blood sugar. Kidney problems are almost the equivalent, synonymous with dysglycemia, with messed up blood sugar. So you work on the blood sugar, you calm the body down. These are the last two points in the triangle of disease. And guess what else? A little bit of salt is good for you. A little bit of salt water is good for you. You'll get more energy from a little bit of salt water, especially if you're dealing with adrenal fatigue. If your adrenal glands are cranking out overtime, cranking out cortisol, dealing with stress issues, you're going to find that you're craving salt. And the way you get around eating salty foods, which tend to be things like French fries and potato chips and foods that have a lot of oil and grease and aren't necessarily good for you, the way you get around that is by drinking Celtic sea salt water. A little bit of Celtic sea salt water first thing in the morning or any time. If you're under duress, if you're an athlete, if you're doing physical kind of labor, especially in the sun, any kind of duress. Even if it's emotional or psychological duress, you're going to find you're craving salt. If that's you, drink salt water, Celtic sea salt water. You get extra minerals with Celtic sea salt water. And what's going to happen, I've said this before, but I'll say it again, is when you put a little bit of Celtic sea salt water, Celtic sea salt in water, and then you sip on that water, it's going to taste really delicious for most people who are deficient in salt or who are under a lot of duress. So the first little sip will taste really, really delicious. The second sip will taste less delicious. The third sip will taste less. And the fourth sip you won't want anymore, and you'll know you've met your body's salt requirements. And then somebody could put some French fries in front of you or potato chips in front of you, and guess what? They're not even going to look good to you. Pretzels, you know, whatever your favorite salty food is, everybody's got a favorite salty food because the human body needs salt. But you'll be able to withstand the cravings, the drive for the French fries and the potato chips by being proactive with your salt needs and doing a little bit of Celtic sea salt in water. So I don't buy into that stuff about low salt. And I consider salt, sodium chloride, that is, to be incredibly important, both sodium and chloride, although we do get a lot of sodium. So potassium chloride is actually tastes salty too, and that's a great source of potassium. Cells tend to be more deficient in we tend to be more deficient in potassium than in sodium. So I consider it to be a little bit more important, potassium, that is. Does that make sense, Barry? Does that help?
Yes. I have two quick questions. And once more, I had a friend who once get your opinion on these G5 towers they're putting up all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, it ain't probably isn't good for your body. It's good for your internet. You'll be able to download fast, but I can't imagine that all that electromagnetic pollution is going to be good for you. You know what? What are you going to do, Barry? Whine about it? You're not changing it. So whining about it doesn't work. You're not going to change it. So protect yourself. That's the best thing you can do. You protect yourself. Guess how you protect yourself? With the fourfold square of health. Nutriate, oxygenate, move, and rest. And SMEP, spiritual, mental, and emotional. You can't whine about, you can't bitch and moan about all the stuff that's in our air and in our soil and in our water and the electromagnetic pollution. I know I'm going to go to the trade show. I'm going to go to the nutrition show in Canada in a couple of weeks. If you're in Toronto, the Whole Life Expo, and there's a lady there every year. She always complains about, she's a speaker, and she's a nice lady, but she's always complaining about the electromagnetic pollution. And she's right, you know, 5G and fax machine or computers and electronic monitors and doors and everywhere. We got all this electromagnetic pollution. And the only thing you can do is protect yourself with the fourfold square nutrition, nutriate, oxygenate, move, and rest, and leveraging all four levels of health, spiritual, mental, emotional, as well as physical. All right, Barry, got to go. Thanks for calling. Appreciate you guys. Thanks for listening to The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We will talk to y'all later. Bye for now.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.